This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulation and home exercise, and finally, a story about standing up for health. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 479, recorded October 3rd, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Back-related leg pain is often disabling and costly, and there is a paucity of research to guide its management. The objective of a recent study published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine was to determine whether spinal manipulative therapy plus home exercise and advice compared with home exercise and advice alone and whether that reduces leg pain in the short and long term in adults with back-related leg pain. The primary outcome was patient-rated back-related leg pain at 12 and 52 weeks respectively. Secondary outcomes were self-reported low back pain, disability, global improvement, satisfaction, medication use, and general health status, again at 12 and 52 weeks. Blinded objective tests were done at 12 weeks. The limitation of the study was that patients and providers could not be blinded. The study concluded that patients with back-related leg pain, spinal manipulation plus home exercise and advice was more effective than home exercise and advice alone after 12 weeks, but the benefit was sustained only for some secondary outcomes at 52 weeks. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Telomere length has been associated with a healthy lifestyle and longevity. However, the effect of increased physical activity on telomere length is still unknown. Therefore, the aim of a recent study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine looked at the relationship between changes in physical activity level and sedentary behavior and changes in telomere length. Telomere length was measured in blood cells 6 months apart in 49, 68-year-old sedentary overweight individuals taking part in a randomized controlled physical activity intervention trial. The intervention group received individualized physical activity on prescription. Physical activity was measured with a 7-day diary, questionnaires, and a pedometer. Sitting time was measured with the short version of the International Physical Activity Questionnaire. The study concluded that reduced sitting time was associated with telomere lengthening in blood cells in sedentary, overweight 68-year-old individuals participating in a 6-month physical activity intervention trial. Surf to our show notes for more information. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Zig Ziglar. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.